The Indians going for their second straight win, taking on the Rays, leading at 2-1 already in the first. Two men on for Lonnie Chisenhall facing Chris Archer.
The pitch on its way. Swing and a high fly ball. Right field and deep. Souza Jr. to the wall, and it is gone. Lonnie Chisenhall with a three-run home run. And the Indians have punched it out in the first inning here. They now lead it by a score of 5-1.
7-5 Indians, one out, no one on in the home seven. Then Edwin Encarnacion lifts one way up into the air. Foul first base side, Morrison to the sidewall, leans in, makes the catch, two down. A fabulous play, and he took away someone's hat in the process. Then he gave it back against Cody Allen. Here's a high drive at a deep right field. Souza turns and looks, and there's your insurance one. Francisco Lindor with a home run, and it's 8-6 Cleveland.
Now the 2-1 pitch. He's on its way. Swing and a high fly ball, left field and deep. Back at it is Brantley to the wall, and it is gone! Off the railing, and Peter Borges with a home run has cut the lead to 8-7. 1-2, the count to Norris. Now the right hitter ready, here it is. Swing and a pop up, first base side. Again, Santana gets to the railing in front of the camera well, reaches in and makes the catch, and that's your ball game.
Cody Allen with his 10th save as the Indians hang on to win at 8-7. Carlos Carrasco had to leave the game in the fourth inning with left pectoral tightness. Carlos Santana finishes with two hits and an RBI. The Rays come up a run short against the Indians. Manager Kevin Cash spoke after the game.
We made it a good ball game. I think that says a lot about the team. You know, we get out against a very good starting pitcher, and you know, you could tell both starters were probably a tick off tonight. But get an early run. They bounce back, score five. Impressed with the way the guys battled back against some very, very good pitchers and got us within one run there at the end. So offensively, a lot of good things. Some guys got some hit pieced together, a couple hits. So good to see. Arch, you know, just never quite found his rhythm. I think the first inning struggles, it was just uncharacteristic. He couldn't quite locate his pitches, just lost his command. I mean, when you see him lopsided with that many balls to strikes, that's not the Arch that we've seen here as of late. So it was tough for him to battle through that, and they kept tacking on. I think it says something that he got to where he got, but, you know, we just weren't able to get the shutdown inning at any point.
Chris Archer takes the loss, allowing six runs in five innings of work. He spoke after.
I think the first inning, I just came out a little too passive. Outside of the first inning, I felt like I was closer to who I typically am. Not perfect by any means, but closer to who I typically am. Just need to execute at a higher level and be a little bit more aggressive in the first inning.
Next time, in what ways will you look to wash this one and bounce back coming out for your next start when you face the Yankees?
Well, I'm actually not sure who I'm pitching against next, but it's already gone. I learned right after the first inning was over, actually while the first inning was going on, so it's already behind me. I threw four strong innings after the first bad one, the first rough one, and you know, I wish I could have gave our team more, because we got a good pitcher out of the game early, and they have a really good bullpen, and we scored a couple on their bullpen too. So it's just the biggest letdown is us putting up seven runs and not winning.
Up next, the Rays series against the Indians continues on Tuesday. Jake Odorizzi facing Danny Salazar.